好，那感谢主恩典哈，我们今天晚上就进入，准备进入到安息哈。
We give thanks to the grace of God. Tonight we prepare to enter into our Sabbath.
啊，那我们今天晚上分享的题目是大卫与神同行。
Our topic for tonight is that David walked with God.
啊，那主要也是讲到靠主得到坚固。
And tonight we will focus on being strengthened by the Lord.
我们来看一下《撒母耳记上》的第30章。
Let us refer to 1 Samuel chapter 30.
啊，《撒母耳记上》30章的第6节。
First Samuel chapter 30, verse 6.
第6节，大卫甚是焦急，因为众人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他。大卫却依靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。这第6节呢，告诉我们大卫心依靠神，心里坚固。
In verse 6, it tells us that David strengthened himself in the Lord his God.
其实众人所遭遇的事，大卫也一同的遭遇啊。
The matters that the congregation faced, David faced also.
好，那在这个过程当中，众人他们所焦急的是。为了自己的儿女来苦恼。
And at this point in time, the thing that people were facing was this soul of all the people who grieved because of their sons and daughters.
那大卫把这个焦点就放在神的身上。
And David placed his focus on God.
所以，当一个人把焦点放在神的身上的时候，
When a person places their focus on God,
他表面他所看的这个观点就跟一般人不一样了。
The perspective with which they see is different to everyone else.
好，那我们继续来看哈，他是怎么改变他自己的这个观点啊？
Let us have a look at how he changed his point of view.
好，然后在这一个30章当中，不断的仰赖神。
And throughout chapter 30, he relied on God.
我们看到说，第7节、第8节讲到，当时候有祭司希米勒的儿子祭司，亚比亚他，然后大卫就拿这个以弗德在神面前来求问神啊。
In verse 7, it tells us about Abiathar, the priest, Abimelech's son, and David asked the priest to bring the ephod.
所以在他的过程里面，他就是问看看神说。我如果要去追敌人，能不能够追上？
And making use of the ephod, David inquired of the Lord, saying, Will he be able to overtake the enemy?
只能说你可以追上，并且都救得回来啊。
God replied, saying, Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all.
那当大卫准备依靠神之后。他就逐渐看到神的一个安排。
When David resoluted to rely on God, he saw the arrangement of God.
第11节说，这400人在田野遇见一个埃及人，就带到大卫面前，给他饼吃，给他水喝，又给他一块无花果饼，2个葡萄饼。他吃了就有精神复原，因为他3日3夜没有吃饼，没有喝水。大卫问他说。你是属谁的？你是哪里的人？他回答说：“我是埃及的少年人，是亚玛力人的奴仆。因为我3日前患病，我主人把我撇弃了。”所以在这个过程当中，神让他遇到这个少年，埃及的少年人。
Throughout all of this, God allowed him to encounter this Egyptian in the field.
那这个经由这个少年人啊。就带他们到了这个亚玛力人的地方啊。
And it was through this young Egyptian that they were led to the place of the Amalekites.
那我们如果继续往下来看的时候啊，
If we look further down,
我们发现到说，其实神在很早之前就已经保守了这个大卫跟所有的人。
We can see that from the very beginning, God had preserved David and his people.
在这个第二节这样说啊，掳了城内的妇人和其中的大小人口，却没有杀一个，都带着走了。所以，我们可以看到，这个是神第一次的保守。
We can see in verse 2, this is the first time that God was protecting for this event, that they were taken but not killed.
好，那第二次保守，我们来看哈，这第十七节是个重点啊。
And in verse 17, it tells us of the second incident.
好，这边讲到说，这个大卫从黎明直到次日晚上击杀他们。除了四百这个骑骆驼的少年人之外，没有一个人逃脱的。好，所以我们可以看到说，以这个时间上来看，从这个黎明到次日的晚上是一个非常长的时间。
In verse 17, it says that David attacked them from twilight until the evening of the next day, which we can see it is a long duration of time.
好，那第二个讲到这个人数，至少骑骆驼的就有四百骑骆驼的少年人。
And in terms of numbers, for those that were on camels alone, there were 400 young men.
哦，那当然，其他的步兵就一定是超过了。
So of course there would have been even more of the army.
哦，但是大卫也在第十节说大卫却带着四百人往前追赶了。那所以有四百个人。
So in verse 10, it tells us that David pursued he and 400 men.
好，正好跟这个骑骆驼的这个少年人，好，少年人是数量是一样的。
So this happened to be the same number as those that were on the camels.
啊，那第十九节是第三次的保守哈。
And in verse 19, God has protected them the third time.
凡亚玛利人所掳去的，无论大小、儿女、财物，大卫都夺回来，没有失落一个。又再次告诉我们，没有失落一个。
It tells us yet again that David recovered all.
好，那从这个接下来的发展就是他把这一切都看作是神的恩典。
And we can see as this progresses that.He saw this all as the grace of God.
在这个二十三节，我们来看一下二十三节。
Let us look at verse 23.
大卫说：“弟兄们，耶和华所赐给我们的，不可不分给他们，因为他保佑我们，将那攻击我们的敌军交在我们手里。”好，所以二十三节这里说到一句话
In verse 23, it mentions.
耶和华所赐给我们的
，What the Lord has given us。
那他这样的观念在之后他还是这样的提醒所有的人。
And this was the concept that he reminded the people with further down。
在这二十六节说大卫到了洗格拉，从掠物中取些送给他。朋友犹大的长老说啊，这是从耶和华仇敌那里夺来的，送给你们为礼物。所以大卫不断的强调一件事情。
Throughout all this, he emphasized a point.
今天他能够得到这么多的礼物这些牛群、羊群跟财物都是神所赐给他的。
Today he is able to receive all the flocks and the herds. It is because it was given by God.
那我们就大概把这一章看过一次。
And once we have read through this chapter,
那我们再翻回来看每个段落的内容。
We can look through at the sections.
我们从第一节到第六节。
From verse 1 to 6.
一个人在困难当中才能够显出他信仰是否是坚定的。
Only in times of trouble and tribulation can we see a person's faith being strong.
很多的时候我们都会说，多祷告多依靠神。
often we will say we need to pray more and to rely on God.
但是实际上某些事情发生在我们身上的时候，我们似乎也被这个软弱给胜过了。
But the fact of the matter is that when we encounter these situations ourselves, are we overcome with weakness?
如果我们是大卫，我们的妻子、孩子都被敌人掳去了。
If we were in the position of David with our wife and our children being taken captive,
这个就好像、直接被人家当街绑架、直接掳走一样的概念。
For example, if they were kidnapped in broad daylight.
这个时候我们也会紧张。
During the situation, we would be anxious.
或许大部分的人、就会说、直接报警、
Perhaps most people will say you should、tell the police.、
或许我们在脑海里面会有想出很多不一样的这个负面的结果。
And for our minds, there will be many negative consequences that are running through our minds.
这些人可能也要逼着大卫，说你要帮我们解决这个问题。
Perhaps the people with him also told David, you must resolve this for us.
甚至要拿石头打大卫。
They were, spoke of stoning David.
可这个时候大卫真的也没有什么办法。
But in this point, David had no other way.
唯一的就是转向神。
The only way was to turn to God.
所以我们来思考一下，为什么大卫遇到这件事情的时候，他会转向神，依靠神。
We can consider why is it that when David met with this, he turned to God.
在他年幼的时候啊，他在放牧群羊，遇到狮子，遇到熊，他是依靠神胜过的。
In the days of his youth, when he was shepherding and he encountered bears or lions, he would rely on God.
当他面对哥利亚的时候，他也是靠着神来胜过的。
When he was met with Goliath, he also relied on God and overcame.
所以或许他认为说，现在我没有办法，但是神有办法。
Perhaps in this point in time, he thought that I have no other way, but God will have a way.
我们来看一下箴言的27章，箴言的诗篇的27章，不好意思，诗篇的27章。
Let's refer to Psalm 27。
好，在这个14节里面呢、告诉我们说要等候耶和华。
In verse 14, it tells us to wait on the Lord。
说要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你们的心。我在说要等候。这里说到等候神。
Here tells us to wait on the Lord.
很多时候我们真的能够等候神吗？
Are we able to truly wait on the Lord?
很多时候我们想尽办法说现在马上就要看到结果，就要解决问题。
Often we wish to resolve the problem here and now.
我们有的时候因为胆怯，所以力量微小，就非常的忧虑啊。
And often because we are lacking in courage, we become very anxious.
但是这一节正好能够形容大卫当下的心境啊。
But this verse is able to convey the feelings that David had at this time.
外在的环境并没有任何的改变。
There was no change in the environment he was in.
但改变的是大卫面对的心境啊。
But what had changed was the strength of his heart and attitude.
所以诗篇131篇第二节说：“我的心平稳安静，就像断过奶的孩子在母亲的怀抱里面。”
In Psalm 131, verse 1,
在这第一节跟第二节里面讲到，一个人如果真心的去仰赖神的时候，
In verses 1 and 2, it tells us if a person truly relies on God.
很多事情没有改变外在，却改变了他的一个内心啊。
many times, though nothing changes externally, but inside their heart and their attitude, there is change.
那当一个人能够平静安稳下来的时候啊
，When a person is able to calm and to quiet their soul，
他的心才能够专心的仰赖神。
Only then are they able to rely on God with their heart。
因此，我们看到说，大卫就拿这个以弗德在神面前祷告。
So we see that David he took the ephod and he inquired of the Lord。
第八节说，大卫求问耶和华。说我追赶敌军追得上追不上呢好所以这个撒母耳记上三十章第八节告诉我们一件事情
In 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8 it tells us
大卫是先求问神然后再去追赶这些亚玛利人
David first inquired of the Lord before he pursued the Amalekites
换作是我们我们会不会先自己行动之后，然后再求神帮助啊
？If it were us, would we take action first before asking God to help us?
好，神的帮助不是等到没有办法的时候，我们才向神祷告，向神寻求力量。
We should not pray and ask God for strength only when we have no other way left.
大卫正好是把所有的事情都先求问神。
But in all things, we should first inquire of the Lord.
大卫有没有经验？大卫非常在征战事情上面非常有经验。
Did David have experience in warfare? He had much experience in warfare.
但是在这个战争当中，他都是仰赖神。
But throughout this, he relied on God.
所以什么叫做尊重神啊
？What does it mean to rely on God？
哦，这个 honor God 哈，尊重神哈。
Sorry, to honor God。
好，这意思就是说，我把神放在我生命的第一位。
It means to place God as first in our heart。
好，每一件事情我都问他。
And in all things, I will ask of Him。
啊，等到神回应了，我才有下一步的动作。
Only when God has responded do I have the next action.
所以单单依靠神是大卫跟其他人不一样的地方。
David, he relied on God and this was a point of difference from him and others.
好，那我们再来看第三个阶段，第十节到第十六节这个阶段，这个段落。
Verses 10 to 16 is the third section.
在这个地图当中我们可以知道说这些人已经跑了一段很长的路了。
If we look at these places on the map, we can see that they had journeyed for a long distance.
他们原本是从哪里回到这个喜格拉的
？Where did they come to Ziklag from?
好，我们来看这个前一章29章的第一节。
If we refer to chapter 29, verse 1.
好，非利士人将他们的军旅聚集到这个雅弗，以色列人在耶斯列的泉旁安营。好，所以我们可以看到这个地图上面的地点。
So we can see these points on the map.
它是比较靠近北边的部分，就是犹大地区跟这个非利士人的部分的北。地区的北边
It is in the northern section of the map.
他们跑回来以后是第三天才到的喜格拉地方。
And they only arrived at Ziklag on the third day.
那他们又马上的去追赶自己的这个妻儿啊。
And immediately they pursued after their wives and children.
所以第九节说他们就到了比朔西有些这600人当中就有200人疲乏就不能过这个比朔西
In verse 9 it tells us that he and 600 men came to the brook Besor and there were those that were had to stay behind.
所以200个人这400个人跟大卫一起继续往前走
There were 400 men who continued with David.
好，那这四百个人正好就遇到了这个亚玛力人所丢这个丢弃的埃及少年人。
And it was so that these 400 men with David encountered the Egyptian that the Amalekites had left.
其实人与人相遇啊，必须要有时间跟空间的配合才能够相遇。
For people to meet, it requires the two to be in the same time and at the same place.
好，那在圣经里面，很多的时候，这些巧合都是神刻意去安排的。
Throughout the Bible, many of these coincidences have been arranged by God.
我们首先看第一个例子，创世纪的第37章。
That is referred to Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪的37章15节。
Genesis chapter 37 verse 15.
约瑟他要去找他哥哥的时候就迷路了，在田野当中迷路了。
When Joseph was sent to see his brothers, he was lost in the field.
那有人就遇到他，就问他说，你在找什么？
And there was a man who met him and asked, what are you seeking?
他说，我找我哥哥们，求你告诉我他们在何处放羊呢？十七节说，那人回答就回他说，他们已经走了，我听见他们说要往多滩去啊。好，我们就先看到这里哈。在这一段的经文里面，我们发现到说约瑟在田间迷路了。
In this passage, we can see that Joseph was wandering in a field.
那有人就遇到了这个约瑟啊。
And there was a man who came across Joseph.
那放羊的时候会水草跟水不断的迁移。
When you are shepherding, you will follow where there is grass and water.
那人在谈话当中，如果不是正巧被那个人听到，说要去多滩这个地方。
And if was not by coincidence that this man had heard that they were going to Dothan.
或许他也不能够告诉约瑟说，你哥哥他们要去多滩这个地方啊。
Then this man would not have been able to tell Joseph that this was where they were going.
所以这个是一个神特别的安排。
So this is a special arrangement of God.
那我们再看第二个人物。
Let's look at the second character.
在路德记的第二章当中。
In Ruth chapter 2.
路德记第二章的一到三节里面。
Ruth chapter 2 verses 1 to 3.
当路德打算要去田间拾取麦穗的时候，圣经上说他正巧就到了坡阿斯的这个田里面啊。
It says that Ruth came into the field of Boaz.
好，所以第三节说，正巧他就到了这个以利米勒本族的人坡阿斯那块田地。好，这是第一个这个恰巧哈。
So this is the first coincidence.
那第二个恰巧在哪里
？Where is the second？
第四节哦，波阿斯正从伯利恒来啊。在路德记二章四节哈。
And Ruth chapter 2 verse 4。
好，那接下来我们再翻过来哈，看第四章哈。
And let us look at chapter 4。
第一节
，verse 1。
波阿斯到了城门，坐在那里。恰巧波阿斯所说的那至亲的亲属经过，我们就会看到这里。这个圣经里面，比如说什么恰巧啦，或是遇见啦，都是神的安排。
Throughout the Bible, when it says that they came by, it is arranged by God.
所以我们再翻回来看这个撒母耳记上的第三十章。
So if we turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 30,
撒母耳记上的第三十章。
First Samuel chapter 30.
我们看到神的一个保守。
We can see the protection of God.
在战争当中，掳掠的过程，难免会有一些人啊，死亡啊。
During a battle, it is inevitable that some people will lose their lives.
但是圣经上却告诉我们说，没有杀一个人。
But in the Bible, it tells us that they did not kill anyone.
在创世纪十四章里面讲到那个四王与五王的征战。
In Genesis chapter 14, it talks about the battle between the four and the five kings.
那这个五王打败了，他们就跑走了。那四王呢，就掳掠这些人啊。
When the five kings were defeated, they fled, and the four kings took the people.
圣经上面也是告诉我们，这些人也没有一个被杀掉的。
The Bible also tells us that these people, they were not killed.
因此我们可以看到，这个不失落一个，表面上看起来好像很容易，但实际上是一个神的保守。
On the surface, when we read that not one of them were lost, it may seem a simple thing, but this is in fact the arrangement of God.
那很多的巧合也是神刻意的安排。
And many things that seem like coincidences, they have been arranged by God.
那到了新约里面耶稣曾经告诉我们，这些只要是主神所赐给耶稣的人，耶稣都能够不失落一个。
And in the New Testament, God had told Jesus that those that had been given to Jesus, not one of them would be lost.
耶稣都能够拯救到底。
Jesus is able to save to the end.
所以我们在这个信仰当中遇到困难的时候啊。
So throughout our faith, when we encounter trouble,
我们要去体会神的这个恩典。
We need to experience the grace of God.
重点不在于外在的环境，而是在于我们内在的心有没有仰赖神。
What is important is not our environment, but if within our hearts we have relied on God.
我们再看回来这个撒母耳记上的第三十章。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 30.
撒母耳记上第三十章。
First Samuel chapter 30.
这么大的强，这个强大的敌人都被大卫和那四百个人都打败了。
Such a great enemy, but they were taken down by David and the 400 men with him.
人数跟这个战斗力是有绝对的关系。
There is a correlation between how many fighting men you have and whether or not you will win.
但是真正能够得胜的不在于人数的多少，而在乎天上的这位神。
But whether or not we are able to be victorious does not depend on the numbers we have, but the God in heaven.
很多时候我们想到人多就会觉得很有力量，很有那种气势。
Often we will think when there is many people with us, then it is, we feel there is great strength.
但是有的时候在神的工作里面，少数的人总会赢过那多数的人。
But at times within the work of God, the minority will be victorious over the majority.
在圣经里面我们从创世纪十四章看到这个亚伯拉罕的318个壮丁啊。
In Genesis chapter 14, we see the 318 men are strong men with Abraham.
能够打败这么强大的敌人。
They were able to be victorious over such a great enemy.
在这个士师记里面，基甸能够用300个人打败这个米甸人。
In the book of Judges, it tells us that Gideon was able to...overcome the Midianites.
因此在我们的生活里面看为是高山，看为是一个极大阻挡，在神面前却好像平地一样。
So in our faith, when we encounter something that seems like an impossible task, like a high mountain, but in the eyes of God, it is flat.
所以在神并没有所谓的难成的事情。
With God, there is nothing that is impossible.
只要神与我们同在。
As long as God is with us.
加上我们信赖这个仰赖神。
And we rely on God.
就能够看到神的恩典。
We will be able to see the grace of God.
那么也看到说，当一个人得到神恩典的时候，
We can also see when one person receives the grace of God.
他的观点是以人的角度还是以神的角度，对于一件事情的判断也会有所不同。
There will be differences between if they judge, if they see it as something from God or from man.
我们再看这个撒母耳记上的三十章。
If we turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 30.
这边讲到说21节说大卫到了那疲乏不能跟随留在比朔西的200人那里他们出来迎接大卫并跟随的人大卫前来问他们安。第22节跟随大卫的人当中有恶人也有匪类啊。这些人就说啊既然这些人没有跟我们同去我们所得的财物就不分给他们，只将他们个人的妻子、儿女给他们，使他们带去就是了。这些人、这些恶人跟匪类是这样子讲的。
This is what the wicked and the worthless men said.
这200人根本就没做事啊。
These 200 men, they did nothing.
他们只是在这个西的旁边等待这些人回，这四百个人回去。
They only waited by the brook for the 400 to return.
那这些人为什么要跟我们一起平均分配这些所掠来的东西？
So why should these 200 receive the spoil that we have received?
有的时候我们难免会用我们个人的付出努力来做一件事情回馈的一个标准。
Sometimes we will consider the effort that we put into a task as a standard.
比如说我们很努力出去传扬福音，然后跟慕道朋友路边的人发传单。
For example, we have diligently gone out to preach the gospel and to hand out pamphlets to truth seekers.
那有时候被人就是唾弃就是说被人用不好的话去讲。
And at times we may be spoken badly of by other people.
有的时候我们可能会被人家赶出去。
Or even to be cast out by others.
但有些人是在教会堂里面祷告的。
But there are some people who are praying in the church.
每一个人工作都不太一样。
Everyone has a slightly different task.
但大卫所看的是什么？
But what did David place importance on?
为什么他不会受到其他人的影响？
Why was he not influenced by the others?
因为23节说这是神赐给他的。
Because verse 23 says it is given by the Lord.
不是我们今天靠着能力得来的。
It is not something that we have gained.
这些都是神的保守。
This is the protection of God.
所以24节他就定了一个规矩啊。
So verse 24, he established this rule.
他说日后上阵的得多少看守兵器的也得多少应当大家平分。所以25节说大卫定死为以色列的律例典章从那日直到今日。在这段的经文里面我们也看得到一件事情。
In this passage, we can also see.
这些东西如果能够平均分给所有的人。
The things that they received, if they are able to share it amongst the people.
那内部只要团结不纷乱对大卫来讲也是一件好事。
then as long as within his people they do not fight, then it is good.
那这样子的礼物啊，好，有互相的交流或是分享出去。
And with this kind of a present, they share it and they also pass it on to others.
其实可以增进弟兄姐妹彼此之间的情谊。
It is able to bring up the morale within the people.
所以我们可以看到说，在我们这个 lockdown 的时候，也有许多人有爱心的一些行动。
So we can see during this lockdown we are in that there are people who also show acts of love.
那在保罗的时代其实也是一样啊。
And it was the same in the times of Paul.
在保罗在写腓立比书的时候，他告诉腓立比教会的信徒。
While Paul was writing to the church in Philippi, he told them,
说你们的这些钱财我已经收到了。
That he has received the money that they have given to him.
所以保罗写的这封书信其实也是 一封感谢的信。
So in writing this epistle, it is also one of thanksgiving.
那我们可以继续看到说，其实大卫他在他的生命当中，他不是只有为现在来思考，他也为了将来来铺路。
We can see that David, he did not just think in the moment, but he also thought about the future.
所以在这个撒母耳记上的30章的27节到31节里面。
In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 27-31.
我们看到大卫他不是只有给这些跟随他的人，他还送这些礼物给犹大的长老啊。
We see that not only did the spoils were the spoils shared amongst those that were with him, but he also gave a present to the elders of Judah.
那我们来看那张地图哈。
So if we look at the map,
在地图里面我们可以发现到这些地点哈，有些是他又送礼物住这个伯特利的，还有南地拉莫的亚提尔的，还有住亚罗尔。的这个席莫的，等等这些地区的名字啊。
We see in this passage that there are many recorded places.
重点在31节。
And the main point is in 31.
说住希伯伦的，并大卫和跟随他的人，素来所到之处的人。这件事情让我们去思考很多事。
So we are able to consider many things from this passage.
第一个，这些财物，假设他只有留给自己，或是留给跟随的那600个人。
Firstly, the spoils that they had recovered, if they had kept it for themselves, or if they kept it within the 600.
当然，他们可能在物资上面就没有忧虑了。
Of course, they.I would not have to worry about their possessions or wealth.
但是人才不是这个财产跟人脉的关系哪一个比较重要？
But between our wealth or possessions and our relationships with other people, which is more important?
圣经上面告诉我们，其实人脉也很重要。
The Bible tells us that our relationship with others is very important.
我们首先来看传道书第11章的第一节第二节。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verses 1 and 2.
传道书的11章的第一节到第二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verses 1 and 2.
当将你的粮食甩在水面，因为日久必能得着，你要分给七人或分给八人，因为你不知道将来有什么祸灾祸临到地上。这里第一节跟第二节告诉我们一件事情。
In verses 1 and 2, it tells us.
说我们在自己富裕的当中啊，我们就把这些钱或是一些东西就分给其他的人啊。
When we have an abundance, then we can share it amongst others.
那我们分给七人或分给八人，如果有一天我们真的遇到了这个比较不好的情况。
If we give a serving to seven and also to eight, then one day when we encounter times of trouble,
这些受过帮助的人很有可能回来，再回来帮助我们。
those that have received help from us are more likely to come and help us too.
所以善用钱财为自己将来铺路是一件很重要的事。
So it is important that we make good use of money and possessions to prepare for our future.
我们来看几段的经文有关于善用钱财为将来铺路。
Let us refer to a few verses that talk about this.
我们首先来看箴言的第十九章的第六节。
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 6.
箴言第十九章的第六节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 6.
好施善的，有多人求他的恩情。爱送礼的人都为他的朋友。这里我们看到大卫是一个很爱送礼物的人。
From this we can see that David was one who enjoyed giving presents.
那他就有很多很多的朋友了。
And so he had many friends.
那或许这些人也曾经帮助过他。
Perhaps these people have also helped him in the past.
所以大卫趁这个机会来回馈他们这些人。
So David has made this opportunity to repay them.
那从另外一个角度来看，这些礼物事实上也可以为他开路啊。
From another perspective, these gifts, they are also able to open new ways for him.
这些人曾经走过的地方或者将来要去的地方。
Where these people have walked before or are likely to go in the future.
这些在这个箴言的十八章的第十六节这样讲。
In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 6, it tells us,
人的礼物为他开路，引他到高位的人面前。所以这个礼物可以为将来做准备。
So this gift that is able to prepare the way for us.
那我们来看其中的这个例子，为什么将来这些礼物可以为将来铺路。
Let us look at some examples of why these gifts are able to open new ways for us.
这个撒母耳记上第30章的31节有讲到这个希伯伦并大卫和跟随他的人素来所到之处的人，所以住在希伯伦的也收到了礼物啊。
In First Samuel chapter 30, verse 31, it tells us that those in Hebron also received this gift.
那我们来看撒母耳记下第二章。
Let us look at Second Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记下第二章，第一节这样告诉我们。
Second Samuel chapter 2, verse 1, it tells us.
此后大卫问耶和华说，我上犹大的哪一个城去吗？耶和华说，可以啊。大卫说，那我要上哪一个城？耶和华说，上希伯伦去。大卫再求问神说，我是不是要上到犹大城啊？
So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to any of the cities of Judah?
那神就指定说在希伯伦。
God told him to go to Hebron.
所以我们可以看到说，大卫在撒母耳记上三十章送的礼物，在撒母耳记下第二章的时候就产生了功效了。
We can see that the gift that David gave in 1 Samuel chapter 30, we can see the result of it in 2 Samuel chapter 2.
那我们对于我们今天新约的人来讲，其实也是一样的。
And it is the same idea for those of us living here today.
我们来看路加福音的第十六章啊。
Let us refer to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音的第十六章
，Luke chapter 16。
我们来看第九节
，verse 9。
路加福音十六章第九节
，Luke chapter 16 verse 9。
我要告诉你们，那 借着那不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐屋里去。什么叫做那些不义的钱财结交朋友，甚至还可以带我们到永恒的帐幕里？
What does it mean when it says make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon that when you fail you may receive you into an everlasting home?
这些钱财如果我们好好善用，
If we make good use of this money or mammon,
好，那我们结交了许帮助了许多的人，
And we have used it to help many people.
当有一天我们离开了这个世界，
One day when we leave this world,
这个是钱财无用的时候啊。
This is a time when money of this world is of no use.
那因为我们行了许多的善事，就能够接我们到永存的帐幕里面。
But because we have done good works, we are able to be received into an everlasting home.
最后我们来看这个提摩太前书的第六章。
Let us refer to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书的第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
我们看17节开始，一直到19节。
Let us look at verse 17 to 19.
17节说，你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那后世百物给我们享受的神。18节。又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上付出，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。19节，为自己积和美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们实地那真正的生命。所以我们可以从保罗的这段这个书信里面看到，
From this epistle written by Paul，
这些富足的人如果能够善用这些钱财帮助人啊，
We can see that for those that are rich in this present age, if they make use of it to help others,
就是为自己将来在做铺路，
then they are storing up for themselves, for the future.
所以大卫在做这些事情都有他的意义在。
When David did these things, they had their meaning and purpose behind it.
所以我们看到第一个，在这三十章讲到心理坚固，依靠神心理坚固。
We can see that firstly, David strengthened himself in the Lord his God.
他不会受到环境的影响。
He was not affected by the environment around him.
他不会看到人要拿石头打他，就非常的害怕。
He was not afraid when he saw the people around him spoke of stoning him.
刚开始会怕，但后来他就不惧怕了。
In the beginning, perhaps he was afraid, but he was not afraid for long.
那他定睛在神，寻求神的时候，他就体会神，并且看到神的保守。
And when he turned his eyes to Jesus, he was able to rely on God and to receive help.
那当人家跟他说，只要把那些妇人啊、孩子啊，还给这些200个人。大卫说不行，上阵的得多少，看守兵器的也要得多少。
When the 400 said that the 200 should just receive their wife and children, David said no, because those that were by the supplies they shall share alike as those who went to battle.
他看的是什么？他说这些是神赐给我们的。
What did David see? He saw that this was given by God.
不是我们自己努力得来的。
It is not something that we have gained through our hard work.
所以他很乐意将从仇敌当中得来的礼物就分给这犹大地区的人。
So he was willing to share the spoils as presents to those who are in Judah.
就像他把这些把这些财物分给七人，分给八人，为将来做好准备。
It is like sharing to 7 or 8 so that you are preparing for the future.
我们今天在生活当中也是一样。
And it is the same for us in our life.
如果我们在经济上面比较优厚，其实我们可以帮助那些真正需要帮助的人。
If in our financial status we are abundant, we are able to use this to help those who are in need.
在这些事情当中为我们奠定了这个美好的根基啊。
And in doing so, we build up a good foundation.
当钱财无用的时候，也可以接我们到永恒的帐幕里面。
So that even in times when this money is of no use, we will be able to be received into our eternal home.
那我们从30章也看到大卫因为依靠神心里坚固。
And in chapter 30, we can see that because David relied on God, he was strengthened in his spirit.
也让我们学习在这个患难当中依靠神。
And so we can learn to trust in God in times of trouble.
用神的这个眼光角度来看我们所遇到的这每一件事情。
And to see the situations we encounter from the perspective of God.
或许我们就不会紧张，不会害怕。
Perhaps then we will no longer be afraid.
那我们一起来唱赞美诗164首。
Let us sing hymn 164.